This episode of the WW Review is sponsored by DVC-Rental.com.
Hi, this is Tyler Lee at the Indy Disney Meet, and you're listening to the WW Review podcast.
Hi guys, this is Chris. The show you're going to listen to is a conversation between Stacy Nyman and myself early last week. This is a really good and informative show. In our post-editing, we realized the gremlins of Skype and our call recording software were having some fun that night. So it'll seem like every minute or so, a word may get truncated or cut short. So though we've edited the show and it's excellent quality, I just wanted to make you aware there is going to be some inconsistency in the recording coming up. Though I still found the show very listenable and enjoyable, and actually surprising for our show, informative. So we hope you enjoy the show. Hello, welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Smalek, and I'm joined by Stacy Nyman. Stacy, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Stacy, it's just me and you tonight. Peter is, well, actually, fact of the matter is, when you're hearing...
He's slacking, that's what Pete's doing.
Well, when you're going to hear this podcast, me and Pete, we're actually going to be down in Walt Disney World when this released, because we would have just driven 24 hours straight towing a trailer, and then we spent the fun part of the afternoon actually unloading said trailer into his new apartment, preparing for his new life with him and Missy as Florida residents. So if you're hearing this from the future, I'm down in Walt Disney World right now, though not a very fun vacation at this point, other than spending time with my buddy Pete.
But everything has gone super smoothly, and you've unloaded everything, and it was done in record time. So that was good.
Or something tragic could have happened, and this is my last official recording from all time.
Gosh. Now you have to edit that out, Chris. You can't put that in there.
No way. It's staying. I'm haunting you from beyond. Anyways, yeah, that'll be really awkward if that comes to pass. So before we get into anything else, Stacy, tell me what's going on in your life. Give me something good.
So the biggest thing that we are kind of working on is we have another half marathon coming up in a couple of weeks. So we are now tapering down with our training. So that's nice. We did 14 miles last Saturday. And so now the next long run that we have is just 5 miles. So it's nice to kind of feel that taper down. And then we do the 13.1 on the 23rd. So that's kind of the big news in our life. I think we might hit Six Flags this weekend for Fright Fest. Otherwise, it's just status quo.
Okay. You know, when I see your posts on Facebook, you know, you and Scott, you guys always look really happy, which I'm sure actually at that point you're like, smile. Just smile for 1 minute.
Let's get the picture. Yes.
So did Scott join running to do something with you, or was he always a runner, or tell me about that.
Yeah, no, we started together. So we both wanted, we enjoyed the Be Our Guest podcast, and we both really thought it was cool that they had the Lizards running team. Mm-hmm. So we kind of joined the Lizards and didn't really do much, maybe ran every, you know, 6 months or so, 1 mile. And then the Hot Chocolate 5K came to Chicago, and we decided that would be kind of a fun first race for us. And that was last October. And as soon as we finished that race, we were both, like, I had an injured hip. His knees were killing him. We were exhausted. We got, like, we could barely walk out of the car when we got home. But that night, I think we had signed up for 3 more races after that point. So it just, the bug just caught us right with our first race. So it's been a really fun journey just to take with him. We've gotten a lot closer, and it's just been a good bonding experience.
Awesome. I know, I always think that, you know, I could see me and Lisa doing the same thing, but then I think, well, that requires some effort, so I'm not too sure about that. So
you guys could take a painting or something like that.
Sitting. Netflixing. There we go. Okay. Well, I'm jealous of you in every post that I see, because I know you're out there, you're pushing it, and you're actually doing really good on your weight loss journey too as well. I know you've lost significant weight.
Yeah, I have. I'm like really, I'm in a weird point where I've been stuck for about 6 months. I've gained a tiny bit back and I've been trying not to get down on that because it's just, there's so many other things that I'm overcoming with this journey too, that it's going to be up and down. It's not a straight line. So I'm trying to not focus on the scale so much, just kind of focus on being healthy and enjoying life.
And spending time with Scott.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then what is this building towards? You have something pretty cool this building towards in January.
Oh, I was like, a building tour? I didn't understand what you're saying. Building towards. We are going to be running the half marathon at Walt Disney World during marathon weekend. So that's been another really big thing that we're kind of thinking forward about. Our goal is to get this half marathon in a couple of weeks under 2 hours and 45 minutes, just so that we can, that will be our proof of time so we can get in that better corral at Disney World. But if it happened, it's okay. Scott's last half marathon was at 2 hours, 44 minutes, and 59 seconds. Wow. So he got under that by 1 second. And I had taken an extra walk break for just a couple of seconds. So I was at 2:45:06. So I'm hoping that I can get under that 2:45 for this one. It doesn't matter if I don't. I mean, it's not really that big of a deal, but just kind of my personal goal there.
That would be a unique twist of fate, seeing Scott in the better corral. Back. Sorry, kiddo.
He would be in the doghouse.
I can imagine. Okay. Well, you know what? I want to go right off your topic today. I just want to stop with like what's the best part of like you know what's good in my life, because I want to play off your topic. You mind if we kind of take a full show tangent here? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So, in our Facebook group, which is called EDCOT, EDCOT, I put a question out, and it was just an innocuous question, and it kind of exploded. We got a boatload of responses, and it kind of plays on what you were just talking about, and I thought it was a worthwhile topic to discuss, even though actually at the time I never said in the post I was going to discuss this, but later on in the post I did say, heck, I should make a show out of this.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to read this verbatim, and I'm not a gifted writer, but it's a question for everybody. What is your footwear of choice when on vacation to Disneyland or Walt Disney World? And this is my own, you know, personal opinion. I see a lot of people wearing flip-flops, which offer no stub toe protection or padding or arch support. Good sandals, I would understand, and gym shoes too. But I want to know, what is your footwear when you're prepping to walk 10 to 15 miles in the Florida heat? So I thought, okay, I just want to know what people are doing. Are people worried about, I guess, flip-flops for fashion or Keens or Tevas or gym shoes, or what do people consider appropriate park footwear? Because I'm like the maniac dad where I don't even hardly let, and that's poor English, I don't let my kids wear flip-flops, A, because like they can barely walk in them straight, and then B, they're going to stub their toe and they're going to be miserable. So like if they're going out to like grocery shopping, it's like, put a pair of gym shoes on. If you're going to the pool, I don't care. But like, put a pair of gym shoes on because I need your help lifting groceries.
Uh-huh.
And you in flip-flops are no help to me whatsoever. And you could barely walk right now anyway. You know, I'm that crazy father. But you see people, right? When we're at like Six Flags or Walt Disney World, I often just chuckle at seeing like people's like terrible footwear choices. Like, how did you decide that was a good pair of shoes to wear today to your 12-mile hike in the Florida heat?
Yes.
Right? So I wanted to throw this out there. But you know what? You're kind of an expert at this too, because you've become a runner, and like how you take care of your feet has got to changed over the last few months.
Yeah. Like the weird thing is that, or maybe not, it's not so weird, but I can remember, you know, because we've gone to Disney for several years in a row, and my feet at the end of the day would just be, I mean, I would have to come back to the room and take Advil and just like hope that by the morning my, you know, my feet would stop aching, my, you know, lower calves and things like that. It would just hurt so bad at the end of the day. But once I started kind of, it's not even when I was a runner, it was more when I was doing elliptical and just walking more often, maybe taking a few extra steps each day, trying to get to the 10,000 steps on the pedometer each day. after I did that for a little while, the next trip I took, I noticed a huge difference where I had virtually no pain at the end of the night. So just kind of really conditioning yourself before a trip is just really important, because you're walking sometimes more than 20,000 steps in a day. So if your normal walking is, you know, 5,000 steps in a day, that's just a huge difference. So just maybe start taking, maybe park farther away from your building, or, you know, when you're at the grocery store, park, you know, farther away in the lot, and just kind of try to get extra steps in each day before your trip. That's going to make a really big difference to how you feel at the end of the day.
Yeah, my last trip, I know the Fitbit registered like 24 or 25,000 steps for that day. So I guess if you don't have a Fitbit, you know, so how many, give me like a mileage, I guess you'd say. What is 20,000 steps equate to these days?
I think it's like maybe 7 or 8 miles. I'm not really sure. I'd have to look that up, but I think that's what I figured out last time.
Okay.
That's a lot too. To take. And you know, I've gotten pedometers for $10. So probably even less expensive, because that was several years ago. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't want to, you know, shell out the money to get a Fitbit or something like that, you can go to, you know, a sporting goods store and get a cheap one for $10 and just kind of start seeing what you normally walk, and then maybe try to up that by a few hundred steps each week as you lead up to your trip. Then, you know, you'll be in much better shape than you were several weeks back. So It's kind of something to think about.
Well, how far in the future are you going to see the Magic Band come with, you know, like an Apple Watch?
Yes.
/ Magic Band / Fitbit type device. I mean, that can't be far down the road, especially with Disney marketing everything. But, you know,
I'm sure that they're going to even get rid of the Magic Band, you know, and have so many people have these smart watches, have an app right on the watch or something.
Okay. So, you know what, I'm going to have probably a shorter opinion, so let me just give you my personal thought, and then I want to hear your personal thought, and then, you know, let's go, frankly, this was never intended on being like a participation show, but everyone had such good suggestions, I kept on hitting, like, Facebook, and I had four more things to like, because everyone had such great suggestions, so...
Absolutely.
We'll make this a impromptu participation show, if you don't mind.
Fabulous.
So I'm a big believer in, well, I should say this. I spend money really crazy on certain things in life, and other things I'm incredibly frugal on. One of the things I'm never cheap on is footwear. I always have good footwear, because in my job, I'm standing, or I'm outside, or I'm walking up and down the ramp to pull out carts, or frankly, I have a standing desk, so I'm on my feet all day long. So I buy the same gym shoe over and over and over again, and I buy Asics Gel Nimbus gym shoes. So I'm a size 12.5, but I also have, you ever hear of Happy Feet, or Super Feet, the insoles that go in your shoes?
No, but I think that I've seen similar type things.
Yeah, at every running store, they have this company called like Super Feet, and you get fitted for the insole, and if you have a high arch, a low arch, you know, flat feet, whatever, they're going to customize it based upon a color scheme. It's going to be 15 or 16 different levels of arch support and whatnot.
Right.
And they're expensive. They're like $50, and then you cut them down to the size of your shoe. So it is, in fact, an insole that goes in your shoe, but it's an orthotic insole, and I know this isn't like super exciting, but the guy made a point and said, listen, Gel Nimbuses are $130. This is $50. This is going to last you three pairs of shoes. So I'm advising you to buy this insole. It will last you like a year and a half, and you won't need to go buy other shoes repeatedly. You know, you're not
right.
I've gone through about three pairs of them now, of the insoles, over the last 3 or 4 years. I'm a big believer. So, you know, I don't waste money on this. I spend money on good shoes and good orthotic insoles in my shoes, because I know that, like, if I'm sore at the end of the day, I'm also probably going to be a bad dad, because I'm really frustrated. I'm probably crabby. I don't want to hear any more stuff from the kids because my feet hurt. So I know I have. And the last trip, you know, my youngest, BB, is 6 years old. She's large for 6 years old. She's not like a chubby kid, but she's a big kid, and she's on my shoulders for, like, I would say probably a good quarter of the day. So I'm asking for trouble, you know? So if I don't wear something supportive, I'm in big trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we the running store I go to is called Roadrunner Sports, mm-hmm. and they have the same. They have a similar thing with their insert. It's called Shoe Dog, okay. and it actually molds the insert to your feet. So you go in and they like take all your measurements, and then you stand on this machine, and it like makes this custom insert. But a little bit of warning with that, I have the need for high support shoes. So when I had the custom insert and the high support shoes, it was causing me to, it was causing an injury for me because it was just too much support.
Yeah.
But the awesome thing about that is if you go and buy these things at running store, usually they have really good customer service. They have really good return policies. So the insoles that I got were $80. So I was able to go after, I think I had them for a couple of months. I brought them back. You know, these are just, I think that these are hurting me. And they said, yeah, absolutely, you don't need those. And they, you know, they took them back, gave me my money back. So, you know, it's not like you're going to go and buy Dr. Scholl's yep. inserts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those are not that expensive anyway. But, the you know, if you go to a really good running store, they'll take care of you. And they'll, you know, they'll find the right thing for you.
You know what? Great point. I can't implore people enough to do this. Like, take care of your feet. Like, go to a store, get fit for your shoes. We learned that with, on like episode 2, we had Joe Quattrochi on, and he said, yeah, I'm going to go to the running store and I get fitted for shoes all the time. And I was like, that's crazy. And so I did, and believe me, I'm on my feet all day long. I would never go like and not have that done anymore. And your feet, go get these insoles, get a custom fit, or have a person from a running store who knows what they're doing look at you. It'll improve even, I mean, not talking like Walt Disney World, like all parts of your day. If you're
Absolutely,
in
yeah.
the store, you know? So anyways, that's my perspective. What do you do? What do you wear?
So at the parks, I wear a few different things. So one thing that I do is I alternate my shoes. So I don't ever wear the same shoe two days in a row, because I found I get sore spots, and then that leads to kind of, you know, that leads to big pain. But my go-to shoes are Keens, and I've had several pairs of Keens in my past. For those who don't know, Keens are kind of like, they're like all-terrain sandals. They have a closed toe. They're you can wear them in water, though they get kind of slimy and stuff if they get wet. But you know, they dry a lot faster than a gym shoe would, because the inner part of it is rubber and not obviously cushiony like a gym shoe. So those are kind of my go-to shoes. I have several pairs of those. So I'll even bring a few different pairs of Keens and alternate those because I like them so much. I do wear flip-flops, but only certain kinds. Like I have tried the Old Navy flip-flops that are $2, and that just didn't work out very well at the park. That was just a quick thing, because I think I was wearing gym shoes, and I just like that people don't say gym shoes all over the country. It's really just like two places in the world that say gym shoes. So I wore sneakers one day, and they got wet, and I had a pair of those Old Navy ones in my bag, so I changed into those, and it wasn't very pleasant. But the flip-flops that I wear are Teva, and they're called Alawahu Mush flip-flops. They're not, there's two different types of those. There's wedges and there's flat ones. I wear the flat ones, but they offer a lot of support at the top of your foot. So it's not like the normal flip-flop where it's just those two bands that are kind of holding it on your foot. It's crisscrossed canvas or whatever material it is across the top of your foot. So that offers extra support, but they're really cushiony and they're really comfortable. I've worn those all day in the park with no problems. But if you're going to do that, though, you have to have your feet have to be accustomed to flip-flops first. My husband Scott cannot wear flip-flops. He hates them. So that wouldn't be good for him, obviously, but my feet were already conditioned to wearing flip-flops. But my other ones are they're called UFOs, and they're running recovery sandals, and they're super cushiony, and they offer great support, and they have good arch support in there too. So those are the other ones that I will sometimes wear in the parks.
Okay. So I got a few questions, and I'm jotting them down as you're speaking. So I'm taking notes here. So my first question is, and this is kind of a personal question. Whenever I watch people wearing things like the Keens sandals, I always think, boy, those things must stink at the end of the day. So do they have any kind of like microbacterial or micro microbial or whatever that is, you know?
I think that they're supposed to, but they do get stinky. So especially like, my feet smell like roses, so it's never a problem for me. But like with my kids, they, like, if one of them would take them off in the car, everybody would be screaming, put your shoes back on, they're so stinky. They do smell, but the good thing is that they're easily washable. So I will, I'll just give you a glimpse into the Nyman household. I will take the Keens and the stinky shoes. Thankfully, they're easy to wash, and I'll just put them in the sink, and I'll use dishwashing detergent and get a nice scrubber, and I'll just scrub them. And then I set it dry, and then they smell perfectly fine. So they're real easy to clean once they kind of start to get stinky. But, yeah, they're sandals. You're sweating in them, and yeah. They are mostly closed in, too. So,
okay, so here's that question then. You know, I'm always think that if you wear sandals and your feet are going to sweat, you're going to have that moisture and you're going to have that slippage, like between like your foot and like the rubbery part of the sandal. Like, this is a really like technical show today, isn't it? This is a non-dub show today, you know? like all serious information.
That's okay. We have to get to the bottom of this.
Shoes, people. This is important. Are you hearing me? So anyway, so you got your foot slipping at the bottom of the sandal. Like, I'm thinking like that's blister heaven. I mean, no, yes, not really.
I haven't had the problem. So you have to make sure these shoes are broken in too. So, I mean, I'm sure if you wore a brand new pair of Keens, you would have blister issues, but I've never had a problem with that, with the Keens, and especially since I alternate them back and forth, in the parks. The only shoes that I've had blister problems are with those Teva sandals, and that was at the very bottom of my feet. It wasn't even anywhere like it was or anything. The bottoms of my feet got blisters on them. Mm-hmm. So and that was before I had started alternating the shoes. I just kind of wore those for several days in a row. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, the Keens are really nice because they do keep, they're nice and snug on your feet. You don't really have a lot of slippery issues with those. So they're kind of like a good sandal gym shoe hybrid.
Okay, so at this point, you know what, we kind of gave our ideas. We have a whole boatload, and I know I was just sending you a text to take a look at them. Do you want to kind of read off some of these, or frankly we should probably read off all of them, but this is a lot of good feedback. So should we start with that? Would that be you want to go first?
Yeah. So Jennifer Bachman said that she's totally a flip-flop girl, provided that there are nice flip-flops that have some support. So that's kind of what I was saying. Croc flip-flops, Sanuks, I think they're called Sanuks, maybe they're Sanuks, or the Nike ones with the cushions work for her. She's sneakers after my first trip and had blisters and bruises after one day. So that's kind of a flip-flop on what you said, Chris. You know, it's probably what your feet are used to. If you're used to wearing flip-flops during summer, it's probably more comfortable for you to do that. If you're used to wearing sneakers, then, you know, it's better for that.
Yeah. So the next person here is Jennifer Blum-Lerner, and she just posted a picture. And I'm looking at the picture. It's bought on Amazon Prime. The company is called, help me here, Stacey, Taufen? Taoffen. But the reason she wears this is it's a woman's Disney Mickey Mouse flip-flops, and it's got Mickey's head as like the toe piece. But
yes,
and it looks kind of like a Birkenstock type sandal.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know how comfortable that looks to me, but clearly it's definitely Mickey-ish.
It's definitely super cute. Yeah. So that might be one that I might wear and have a different pair in my bag just in case I needed them a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Those are really cute sandals.
Okay.
All right, so Tyler Duncan Gabbard said, almost always Nike sneakers. I see a lot of people wearing brand new shoes to the parks, which I generally find to be a terrible idea.
Yes.
If I'm spending a day, full day on feet, I need my shoes to be broken in. Yes, absolutely. Breaking your shoes ahead of time.
Okay, you're a runner. Tell me what break-in means. How long would you guess that a shoe would be broken in?
See, sometimes you don't even know, because I mean, we've all had shoes that give you blisters, and after you keep on wearing them, you kind of get through that point and then they're fine. But then there are other shoes that never ever give you a problem. Mm-hmm. I would say I would wear them around for at least a couple of weeks so that you know if what's going to happen at the parks. But then if you do have a newer pair of shoes, I would still make sure you have another option or two just in case.
Yeah. Good point, because every shoe's footbed is slightly different. Even for me, I buy Gel Nimbus 17, Gel Nimbus 18, Gel Nimbus 18 for each year that we go along. And the footbeds are slightly different. And your foot will get accustomed to it, but you might actually be miserable in a shoe you think, oh yeah, I've always had these shoes, I'll be fine. You might not for a week or two until your foot gets accustomed to that footbed. Even with an orthotic, it still sits on a different shaped footbed.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to skip this Stacey Nyman comment.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. She's kind of a creeper sometimes.
It was a little rude, too. I'm going to
go right past it. Joe says, I love flip-flops, but not at Walt Disney World. I currently have Skechers. Good point. You know what? At least this is like the tale of two different cities here between you and me. I'm like, yeah, so pro gym shoes. And you're like, no, pro flip-flops. But I agree with you, Lisa. So you're up.
All right, Katie Swanson says, I have a pair of Nikes that I used for my workouts almost daily for 4 to 5 months before they were retired. These are kept in my luggage, and I take them out a week or two prior to a trip to wear around town for my feet to reaccumulate. I use Nike or Rika shoes for my workouts because they give me ample room in the toe area. I've broken my toes a few years ago, and they are still sensitive, especially to pressure. I have a pair of Chaco sandals for my non-park days or pool time. Yeah, so that's another one, just making sure that you have a pair that you're comfortable with, that you can use in the parks. It's not, you know, I guess for some people, I shouldn't say it's not about fashion, because for some people it definitely is about that. But at least if you're going to go for the cute shoes, at least have a pair in your thing that you can change into just in case.
Yeah, exactly. So Jamie Price says, I get made fun of because I pack shoes like a girl, and I guess that's meant in the most lovingly way possible, meaning that a pair of dress shoes and 3 pairs of tennis shoes usually. So
he's playing tennis, apparently.
Apparently, right? So, but, you know, he agrees, and he says, you know what, for rainstorms, blisters, blowouts, etc., to which John Kroll agrees and says, I bring multiple pairs of shoes, too, run shoes for the morning runs. Retired running shoes to wear at the parks. I guess that's a popular thing. You retire your running shoes and you wear them at the parks. Boat shoes to wear on shorter days or excursions. And flip-flops or Crocs for the pool. My wife makes fun of me for packing more than her. So, and they kind of toss in some water shoes there as well, too. So,
yep, absolutely.
So the guys are bringing quite a bit of footwear.
Apparently. You have to have options.
Okay.
I mean, it's very important. Tyler Lee says, Brooks only for me, and Brooks are my running shoes that I use. So I agree, Tyler Lee. Brooks are the best. Mm-hmm.
And then he's right after that saying, I tried a pair of Sanuk flip-flops at Animal Kingdom, and he'll never make that mistake again. So apparently he tried the flip-flops, and it did not work out.
Yeah, I wonder if we'll have to ask. I wonder if he is a flip-flop person normally, or if that was the first time that he had tried flops, or if he doesn't normally wear them or not.
Oh, he's listening.
That can make a big difference.
Tyler, let us know. Was that your break-in, your first time you wearing them on a long distance walk? Let us know.
That wasn't smart, Tyler.
You just got yelled at, Tyler. You
I know.
You just got yelled at.
I'm sure his wife agrees with me, so. All right, so Kevin Curtis Allen said, my wife would say Birkenstocks, and I'd go with a good pair of trainers. New Balance, sorry, Snickers. Is he snickering, or is he saying, is there somebody named Snickers that I'm not aware of?
I think he means sneakers.
Okay.
But that's okay.
I don't know if we had, a member named Snickers, and they were very against New Balance. Let's just go with that. That's good.
We'll go with Snickers. All right. So my buddy Tim Van Swole says, I just got a new pair of Keen sandals in the mail today to break in for my March trip. My last pair I wore for 8 years. 8 years!
They last for forever.
Oh my gosh.
They're great.
My son has now adopted the old pair. I love Keens. Wait a minute, Tim. So your son's wearing your 8-year-old sneakers at this point?
I'm pretty sure that they should buy their kids new Keens. So that's just my opinion. Tim and Amy, let's get the kids some new Keens.
Or Snickers at this point, if you want.
Or Snickers. Snickers, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's probably cheaper. All right, so Jan Gerber says, always tennis shoes. I wear Brooks, but I did buy Tevas in preparation for my upcoming. Not sure if I will wear them a full day unless it's raining. Yeah, Tevas are really good for the rain. And that's the thing, too. I go during the summer when it rains every single day. So sneakers just aren't really a good option, because I don't want to have to dry out my shoes for the next day. So if you're going during a time when it's not, when it doesn't rain so much, sneakers are probably more of a better choice.
Okay. So I got Scott Gerke here. I always buy a pair of gym shoes. So is gym shoes, Stace, is that Illinois, Chicago? Because
I think so.
Because
I think
we're
it's
saying
like,
gym shoes, and so is Scott, and we all live pretty close to each other.
I think it's like Illinois, and maybe I think I read something, maybe it's part of Cleveland too. I looked at a map recently. I was shocked that there was just like two little pinpoints in the country that uses the word gym shoes.
All right, we're putting a post on Edcott tonight. What do you call them? Gym shoes, sneakers, trainers? We're going to put a post to find out.
Snickers.
Or Snickers. I always buy a nice pair of gym shoes, but end up wearing my sandals the whole time. We're in the parks until 12 or 1 p.m. Then we head back to the pool for a few hours and go back to the parks around 4 or 5. We go at a slow enough pace through the day that wearing sandals does not hurt my feet. Not to mention that it's so hot we go, gym shoes kind of add to the heat. Special rules for Animal Kingdom, though. Gym shoes are a necessity there, as far as the brand, Adidas or New Balance. Now, I was thinking the exact opposite thing, that if I was going to ever wear flip-flops or sandals, I'd wear it there, only because of the water ride.
Yeah, that's true, but Animal Kingdom is so uneven with the footing.
Good point.
The ground is kind of hard. It's a little bit rough.
And maybe it's just me being hypersensitive. I think like one of the most intense pains a person could feel is that stubbed toe when you're wearing flip-flops. Oh, you just want to, your stomach's nauseous, you're sweating.
Yes, I agree with that.
So, okay, what happens if that happens? Where do you go if you get a stubbed toe, Stacey? What can you do?
You can go. So one year I got super bad blisters from those flip-flops and just couldn't walk anymore. Scott and I were on a date at Magic Kingdom, and it was just awful. And I ended up going to buy a pair of Crocs because I just couldn't walk anymore.
I'm sorry. Your date night and you're limping
I know.
Around, right? That's romantic.
And, you know,
nice.
Part of me is probably like, ooh, I can get a new pair of shoes out of this. But that's not the real reason. But had I known, I don't know why I think about this, but you can go to First Aid, and they have all sorts of bandages and things that you can get. Now, it's not going to be a long-term solution. Like, if this happened to you at 8 o'clock in the morning, you probably, this probably isn't going to be you're going to need something a little bit more heavy duty, but go to First Aid. If you get a blister, if something, you know, if you get a scrape or something, get that, you know, covered up there. And then when you get back to your resort, you could do something a little bit better. But if anybody has ever, when you're packing, here's some good advice. Pack blister Band-Aids. They're so amazing. They will stand for days at a time, and they will just protect the blisters underneath it and help heal them. I got such bad blisters one time on a run. My whole side, I mean, I don't even want to go into details. It was really, really bad. But the blister bandage over it just really, really helped. And it didn't happen again, even, you know, in other runs. But also there's something called skin. Have you ever heard of moleskin before, Chris?
No.
Almost like a piece of felt with a sticky side to it. So you would need to also, I pack a little pair of like safety scissors too. But you can cut it to whatever size you need it. So if you have an area of your shoe that rubs your foot weird, or if you do have a blister or something, or just like a sore spot on your foot, you can cut a piece of this moleskin and stick it on, and it just creates an area where there's friction then. Okay. It's rubbing against the moleskin instead of your foot. But those are two things that I always pack with me. And thankfully, I don't often need it, but it's there just in case I needed something a little bit more heavy-duty than Band-Aids later on in the trip.
Yeah, or for your kids, because I think ultimately it comes down to this. Like, when you're on vacation, it happens so very rarely that, like, you're actually enjoying vacation with your family. And that day at the park, for me, without the annual passes, it just cost me $500 to walk into that park.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the cost of food. So that's, like, a $700 day. And if I go and buy souvenirs, it might, like, it's not inconceivable that it gets to around $1,000 for the day. Nothing ruins that day any faster than having, like, a blister develop at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're miserable. Well, like, yeah, I know this is, like not like the, like it's earth-shaking news or, like, the funniest show you've ever done, but, like, if you're going to throw away $1,000 because of a blister, like, that's just dumb, you know? You can prepare
absolutely
for this. So, anyways, Back to Katrina Lee says, I love my Sanuk flip-flops. And if we're saying the names wrong, we apologize. They're my favorite. I have a pair of Skechers boat shoes that are really comfy, too. I wore those during some of our last trip. And if I wear tennis shoes, they have to be Brooks, just like Tyler.
And somebody else up there. I can't remember who it was. And then Jennifer Blum Lerner also posted a picture of herself wearing the adorable Mickey Mouse Birkenstock shoes. So you can go on Edcot and look at them. They're really, really cute. Tamara Spidell said, I wear trainers most of the time, but always have a pair of Birkenstocks in my park bag, too. I often switch shoes midday to help prevent blisters and hot spots. I sometimes slip a pair of regular flip-flops in my bag, too, in case of downpours. Nobody has time for wet socks and shoes.
Yeah, so true. So we've got some back and forth here, but we're going to go down to Chad Pennycuff, and he rocks Keens on rainy days. Again, the old sandal, all-terrain sandal, without, you know, on rainy days. Legit Brooks Ghost 7 running shoes for park hopping, and cheap $10 Amazon water shoes at the pool and water parks. So that's like the third or fourth person, though, that wears water shoes. Are you guys water shoe people at the pools?
Not at the pool. Scott is a water shoe person at the water. Mm-hmm. The rest of us are not wimps. Just kidding. But we don't wear water shoes. We just kind of deal with the sidewalks. But the water parks at Disney are amazing because they have little sprinklers kind of will keep most, you know, large portions of the sidewalks wet all the time. So even if there's a hot, sunny spot that's burning your feet, within a couple of feet from you, there's a spot that's covered with water in it, so it doesn't hurt your feet or anything like that. So we just didn't even bother with them. But Pat wore his water shoes the whole time.
Okay, it seems to be more popular than I actually thought it was because it's come up multiple times at this point. All right, you're up with Rick.
Rick Forbes says, I wear shoes to match my outfit, like my Jungle Book Vans for Animal Kingdom, yellow Vans for Disney Bounding like Mickey. And he does. He has a really cute picture of him and his wife Disney Bounding as Minnie and Mickey. And I love his yellow Vans, and they looked really, they were perfect for his Mickey outfit. Vans are also, I think, so I've heard good things about them, that they're comfortable for wearing. And if that's kind of what his go-to is, I can understand why he would go with the Vans.
Rick, you're a slave for fashion. Who'd have thunk, right?
He is. He's a fashionable dude.
Wow. See that, Rick? Quote that one. You're a fashionable dude from stadium, all right? Chris Salata, I'm either a New Balance or ASICS guy myself. But even then, the best prep shoes can fail you on vacation. That is true, because, you know, if you get that sock wet or something, you're ruined. Like, you know, no matter what, you got to go back and change or, like, think about this. You're on vacation for a week, and, like, the first day you're getting blisters, that vacation's going to be brutal, because it's never going to recover. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Okay. All right, Jamie Robbins lives in her Disney Croc flip-flops.
Okay. So, I have Crocs. Do you have Crocs at all?
I do, yes.
Do you wear the Crocs out, or is it just around the house, or what do you wear your Crocs for?
So I have a really cool, I mean, I guess I think they're kind of cool, but nobody else probably will, but they're like dress Crocs. So they are black, and they're kind of like ballet slipper type Crocs, but I wear them to work all the time, and people are surprised when they find out that they are Crocs, because they don't look like it at all. Okay. But then I do have like a pair of like the regular garden shoe ones as well, and I don't really them.
Okay. So, I have a pair of Crocs, and we wear them in the house, kind of like slippers, but we also bring them on vacation to the pool. But I never wear them, like if we ever go to, like, the store, like, it's never, like, out like that. But I do have a pair myself as well. Tony Passero, stop messing around and go to, how do you say this, Stacey? Is it Olukai?
Olukai is what I would say.
Okay, O-L-U-K-A-I, Olukai, and just purchase their shoes. All the benefits of great support. Founded in quality gym shoes. Tony, of course, was a Chicagoan, so maybe it's just Chicago. I don't know. Combined with the lightness of slip-ons, plus very stylish and just as important, fast drying. And I got to be honest, they actually are a really cool-looking pair of shoes.
Yeah, I need to look those up. They're nice.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people that actually echo those same sentiments. So, and Beth Brooks says, I have several pair of flip-flops that I wear in the parks. A great company. So I guess they make flip-flops as well, too. So I'm going to definitely check that out.
All right, so is it my turn? No, yeah, it's my turn. Greg Nevia said, majorly overlooked topic, I think. With all the walking, You need a shoe design for that. Yes, absolutely. That's why we're doing this show.
Greg, so if
what
the show...
What a great idea, Greg.
Yeah, if the show bombs, Greg, it's all your fault because you kind of encouraged me. I just want you to know that.
Absolutely.
Just so you know. So we were debating, we should call this Shoe Intel, per Rick Forbes. That was his thought for the show, what we should call this shoe...
Yep, Shoe Intel.
Shoe Show. Okay, very good. Beth Brooks, Nikki. And she just snapped a picture while sitting in Dad's living room in the primetime, 50s primetime diner there. So
I had major jealousy when I saw that picture of her sitting there. I was like, oh, I want to be at primetime.
All right, let me give a little shout out to Beth here. So Beth is one of the admins of a Facebook group called the Walt Disney Group. But Beth also streams for a group called, is it Streaming the Magic? She's at Walt Disney World twice, maybe three times a week, and she's live streaming all the time. And Beth's a sweetheart too. She's also in the fantasy football league that we're in, but she is a sweetheart and she does great work. So follow Beth, join the Walt Disney Group Facebook group as well too. And but if you see even at the parks, she's an absolute sweetie, so say hi.
Good advice.
You're up.
All right, so Bea Thaxton is like Rick Forbes. Depends on what I'm wearing, I have to match. I think I put up that statement from B. She's pretty fashionable as well.
But she also is a smart gal. I mean, she's not foolish. I mean, she spends her money on good gym shoes.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, she's a walker slash runner herself, too.
Yep.
And the very last one, I mean, would you have thought we'd have had all these comments? But
no.
Here's the last one from Elaine Bennett. I wear New Balance tennis shoes. I've had for a long time. I love them. When I come back from the parks, though, it's flip-flops. So at least it seems like people have a thought process of like comfort and functionality, it seems, over like fashion for the most part.
Yes.
You know, because I don't know about you, but like there's always that part of me that like I kind of have that internal chuckle when I see that person wearing those Old Navy flip-flops. Like, oh my gosh, I'd love to see you in like 6 hours from now. Maybe it's just the vindictive guy in me. I don't know.
But really kind of mean, yeah.
It's kind of mean. I don't know. So, anyways, that was our shoe show and tell special for today. So, Stacey, what else you got? You did a little more research today. You have anything else for us?
No, I think I mostly... Oh, I have one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Body Glide. So there's a company that makes this anti-chafing stick. It's called Body Glide. And I discovered it after I started running. But it's amazing because it's just kind of like the moleskin where it will reduce friction in places. But this, you can put it anywhere. You can put it on the heels of your feet before you put on your shoes. That, you know, if you're wearing flip-flops, you could put it by your toes. You can put it on your arms. You like just anywhere where chafing might occur, it really, really helps. It's amazing stuff. When I wear it for running on my arms, I'm like, wow, is this going to really, it works. It totally prevents the chafing. So, it's pretty inexpensive. I think there's different brands. I know there's one by Arm & Hammer that's like $5 or something like that, but it just put it anywhere that you might have a spot that might cause you trouble. And it's like a miracle. It's really great.
I think Crisco also makes something you can use. If you just buy a big vat of Crisco, you can just apply that as well. Just cover it up.
Yeah, just apply liberally,
cover
you know.
It up.
You'll get a nice suntan with it as well.
I'm sorry. You're talking about the chafing. All I'm imagining is just you glistening as you slide.
The weird thing about it is that you can't, it's not like, because when I said I thought it was like Vaseline or something, like it would just be like really slippery, but you can't even feel that it's on. It's even less slippery than it would be if you just put a moisturizing lotion on it. But for some reason it really works, but it's very, it just feels like you're in once you have it on.
Okay.
So it's crazy stuff.
So for our next show, what we should be doing is reaching out to every one of these companies that we mentioned today for all this.
Oh, free, yes.
Right? So we want to be sponsored now by Body Glide, by New Balance, by Adidas, by Olukai, by...
By Snickers.
By Snickers, right? We're going to send messages to all these companies. Anyways, if we missed an idea, if we don't have, you know, our thought process straight, send us a message on the WDW Review Facebook page. Better yet, join our Facebook group, which is EDCOT. And we're all about Disney. but we're all about Universal, but we're also all about just community and fun and support. And it's a good place to be with a lot of good, helpful people and friends. So if you want to actually see the post, just request to join the group. We'll let you in. Not a problem there. But if we've missed something, let us know. What have we missed? Is there a better shoe? Better thought? Is there a sock? Our Bombas socks, is that the key? Is like a good moisture wicking sock like the key to having like a really good day at the park?
That's what I think of when I think of a good day at the park.
Is
moisture wicking socks.
Well, I mean, that's important. Get the moisture away from your foot, right? I'm just saying. I'm throwing it out there.
Number one.
Right?
Number one thing.
Moisture socks and Body Glide on Stacey Nyman. That's it.
That's it. That's all I care about.
So, anyway, thank you for downloading and listening to today's show. Whatever you're listening to, though, right now, can you find if they have a review section? And if they do, try and leave us a review. We would greatly appreciate that. We would... we'd be in your debt if you'd leave us a good review.
So, absolutely.
For myself and for my friend Stacy, we'd like to thank you, and we want you to have a great day.
Bye, everyone.